It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnewen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our first headline comes from the New York Times. On Monday, the FDA announced that it was requiring manufacturers of antibacterial soaps to prove their products are safe or reformulate them. An ingredient called triclosan in liquid soaps and triclocarbon in bar soaps could pose health risks such as bacterial resistance, hormone imbalances, and infertility. For children, it can interfere with brain development. Now, folks, we have gotten overly paranoid about bacteria. And catch 22, these antibacterial soaps are causing bacteria resistance and lowering our immune system. Kim, our parents and grandparents survived just fine on old-fashioned soap. Why have we turned to these germaphobes?
I know, isn't this crazy? Even when I was a kid, we didn't even know what an antibacterial soap was, and now you see them everywhere, they're in every classroom, and it's gotten out of control. And you see this is a $900 million industry just for the liquid hand soap, so it's alarming, but it's really good that the FDA has finally decided to take the head out of the sand and say, oh, there's stuff going on that we need to be paying attention to. So, yeah. You know, there's some grit soaps out there that don't have a lot of the chemicals in there. They were going to work just as great. We all grew up just fine. We're healthy.
Oh, exactly.
You know?
And here's the key. The triclosan was first registered in 1969 as a pesticide, and it also has industrial uses like making conveyor belts, fire hoses, adhesives, rubbers, and cement. I mean, this is what we're washing our hands in, Kim.
Right, and then you think of that. It's going down the drain. It's getting in our soil. It's getting in the water, and they did a study of women who are breastfeeding, and 97% of the women found traces of these chemicals in their breast milk. So it's easily getting passed to the children, and it's dangerous. It's not safe. It's good that they're finally doing something about it, but there's some good soaps out there that don't have these in there.
And I'll share something that happened in my biology class in college. Everyone took a swab sample from their mouth. They put it in a Petri dish. A few days later, everyone had all types of germs growing, including staph, strep, gonococcus. But here's the key. Nobody was sick. See, every one of us hosts hundreds and hundreds of bacteria. It's when we let our immune systems falter, that's when we get sick. And, you know, Howie Mandel is a germaphobe. He won't shake hands with anybody. But I saw him on the David Letterman show. And Kim, as he's talking, he's putting his hands on the chair rail. And I guarantee you, he touched germs from thousands of guests before him. But he won't shake somebody's hand.
That's right. And you think that they
can't escape them
and clean it. Right.
No, they do not.
We're getting a little bit crazy here. It's just, there's no need for it. I use Dr. Bronner's soap, and they have all natural ingredients.
Right.
There's no chemicals in there. And it's a great line. There's so many out there. We don't need to be using things that have chemicals in there.
Yeah, you know what I do? I just add a little bit of natural bacteria-fighting vinegar. Just put a little bit of that in your liquid soap. And that stuff kills bacteria, and it's good for you. It doesn't have dangerous side effects. In fact, that's a great cleaning alternative for your countertops because you don't have to worry about the chemicals as well. You know, my grandpa said it best, Kim. Soap and water, intertwine those fingers, repeat, and voila, you have clean hands. All right, I'm stepping off my soapbox, and let's move on to our next headline. Our next headline, it comes from Huffington Post. Next week will be the most traveled week of the year. 5.5 million people will fly the friendly skies, but the food they serve is not so friendly. In fact, most airline meals are bad for you. The three airlines serving the worst foods are Frontier, Southwest, and Allegiant. They pack on the highest calories and the least nutrition. The top two on their list that are healthy are Virgin America and Air Canada. Now, Kim, I know it's hard to resist eating a meal, especially if it's free and you're sitting and got nothing to do, but there are some healthier options that travelers can do instead of eating this airline food, is there not?
Oh, there is. And, you know, it's funny how people can get so excited over the little bags of free food. But, you know, really, it's so simple. Just take some food from home, pack yourself a little snack. You know, a lot of times you're rushing. You don't have enough time to buy anything anyway. It's expensive. It's not healthy. It's not good for you anyway.
Right.
But, you know, thinking of things like granola bars or energy bars or nuts or seeds or fruit and vegetables. They have little packages of peanut butter, you know, things that are healthy for you. Just throw them in your bag. They're good for you. It's much better than what you're going to get on a plane. And there you go.
Exactly.
And you know what you're eating.
Right. And you're allowed to bring them on. So even if you bring them with you, it's not like probably not a smoothie with liquid, but you can put some carrots and, like you said, some stuff. But you know what? Even, Kim, I've been noticing there's healthier food options right there at the airport. I was in Philly Airport last week. There's this restaurant selling organic salads. So I got one to go, and I ate that on the plane. So people are demanding more and more healthy options right there at the airport. I was shocked. Remember when it asked you to be that airport pizza was all you had to choose from?
That's right. Or McDonald's, you have fast food. But no, it's true that there are so many places, and even some of them have really good soups and salads, like you were saying. So there are options out there. Just try to bring them onto the plane with you so that you don't have to eat the food on the plane. Even if you are lucky enough to even get something that they're offering, it's not going to be anything great anyway by the time it does get to you. Don't you hate that when you're like at the end of the plane and you're starving and there's no food left by the time they get to you? You're like, oh, I should have packed a snack.
Well, a lot of times, like I mentioned, people are sitting there, they're bored, and if you have nothing to do, you're going to eat whatever's put in front of you, even if it's not free and you're paying for it. One tip to beat the urge to eat is open up your laptop, put it on the tray, and do some work or watch a movie, and that way there's no room on the tray for any food. So you tend to say, yeah, I'm fine, because there's no place to put it, and that's what I've done in the past when I'm tempted and it's a little bit of a long flight, I'll just bring something healthy and put my computer up so I won't have to actually have any room.
Oh, it's true. And boredom is really one of the top three reasons probably that people are eating. So I always try to buy magazines and, bring a book or find something to do so that you're not just tempted to just grab whatever it is. It's very true.
Right.
Keep yourself busy.
Because you'll eat, even if you're not hungry, you'll eat.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Lots of
be leery of eating those peanuts, by the way, and the almonds on the airlines. They may be a healthier alternative, but a lot of people are allergic to those nuts, and even the dust from those packets can trigger a reaction to somebody next to you. So if you do eat those nuts, be polite and ask the person next to you or even the one next to him if they're allergic. And you know what, Kim? That you should wipe down the tray with a wet towel after you're done because it can affect the next person.
That's very true. And not only are the little nuts and the pretzels and everything, they're coated with salt. So there's so much sodium that's going in. You're getting, bloated. You're probably not thinking as much as you should. So it's another reason to try to stay away from those little packaged snacks.
Right. And remember also, if you drink something, don't get ice. There's been so much research out there showing that the ice has all types of bacteria. And so I would just do it without ice. You familiar with some of these that have done some exposés on that, Kim? The ice cubes.
Yeah, I've heard about the ice. That's definitely something to stay away from. I did it for a long time. And there was someone who was sitting next to me in a flight and said, "You haven't heard about the ice situation on the airlines, have you?" And I thought, Oh, no, I haven't. So, yeah, ever since that day, which was years ago, I've never had the ice on the plane again.
Yeah, and I think that it's great that a lot of flights have stopped serving meals just because they were unhealthy. I had a patient get deathly ill, so that's great. Now, one more quick headline to share. New York City, a woman is claiming Santa Claus verbally accosted her on Manhattan Boulevard and is suing him for slander. She says Santa Claus looked right at her and called her a hoe. Not once, not twice, Kim, but three times. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, my God.
Shame on
him.
What's this world coming to? That concludes another Chew on This segment. If you hear some news you want us to chew on, remember, we're at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio.com. You can follow Kim on Twitter @SkinnyBitch and stay connected with me @DrDavidFriedman. We'll be back after this short break. Stay well and stay tuned right here on To Your Good Health Radio.